Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. I will call the Public Works Committee meeting for Tuesday, October 17, 2023. I got 6 o'clock. PM. We have city staff present. We have Alderman Merrick electronically. We have Alderman Cornelius here and Alderman Koch here, and Alderman Sullivan hasn't shown yet. So, go on to citizens' comments. I see none. None online.
Yeah, no online.
minutes for correction for approval for September 19, 2023. I'm good. Matt, you good?
I have no issues.
Okay. Well, consider them approved. On to new business. Item 1, PW 2023-79, Capital Improvement Projects Update.
All right, there are typical quarterly updates within the packet, a number of projects listed, comment on a couple, and then certainly available to answer any questions. So the North Central Elevated Water Storage Tank, the one that's near Eric's Public Works building, that is progressing very well. We anticipate that being completed in mid-November, so roughly a month's time. Certainly you've seen progress here as we've driven by it over the last couple months. So
big curtain around it today.
Yeah.
So they were painting today.
A lot of activity, a lot of action. And then Contract B, which is the second water main project, kind of just south of the tank area, a number of different streets, both east and west of 47. That project is moving along very well, about 70% complete. And they'll be doing, wrapping up some water service work on the other, on east of 47, and then doing concrete and paving over the next few weeks here. So a lot of prep work, a lot of activity. They'll be very busy over the next couple of weeks.
So just for these projects, will they be completed, or are you going to just like do, cause like over in the old part over by Pine Beecher there, that's only getting a first coat on top of it and then a spring top coat?
It's only getting patching this year, and then they'll do everything next year. Yep.
So these other ones are the same way, or are they?
No, they'll get paved.
Okay.
Yeah, in that case, Ken, most of the streets are actually township maintained, and the township will be paving those next year.
Okay, that's, people have been asking me that question, and I'm like, I thought that there's going to be like some, so it's not real rough and stuff for the winter, but the final coating will be till spring, I thought. So.
Yeah, in the project south of Salmonat, those will be fully paved. Yes.
Okay. Matt, got anything?
Nope, no questions. Thank you.
Rusty's good too. Okay, that's just an update, right? So there's no action. Item number 2, PW 2023-80, quarterly bond and letter of credit reduction summary.
Yeah, a typical update again on a quarterly basis. Not a lot of activity, just one reduction with one debt bridge, you know, 2, and it's listed on the chart.
So that one's shown twice, right?
Yes, because we had two reductions.
Okay.
So one earlier in the year and then one.
Okay. Yes. So I didn't know that was 2 and 1.
Yeah.
And how many homes are left in there? Because it was 12 altogether.
Right? 0. Yeah, they're all built.
Is it really?
I'm doing finals on 2 more tomorrow.
Oh. Excellent. That's fast.
Like a direct sunray.
Sunray.
Like right in my face. That is the craziest thing.
You want me to shut the door?
No, it's good. I'll just, you know, scoot back for a foot or two here for the next 5 minutes and then it'll go away.
Got anything, Matt?
Nope, we're good there. Thank you.
Okay. Again, that was informational. Item 3, PW 2023-81, North Central Tank Rehab Change Order Number 2.
Yeah, we just discussed or mentioned the tank and the progression that's being made. So two items for consideration with this particular change order. One is that the original completion date was June 1st of this year. We actually asked the contractor to delay because of our well number 7 project. We did not want well number 7 out of pocket as well as this tank. So due to the delay in the rehab, it didn't get completed until early June. We asked that the contractor push this to a false start. So they agreed, no change in cost. So it's just kind of cleaning up the contract by extending the formal completion date to the end of November. So we certainly support that. The second part is that T-Mobile occupies space on the existing tank, and they're changing out their equipment, modifying equipment, and they wanted some modifications to the tank. So there were some additional holes that were cut in and some welding that was done. And other brackets that were installed. So I did not want to do that after the tank was, you know, painted, right? And
right.
then, you know, put, you know, inferior, you know, patch job on it.
We're almost done. So
so we negotiated that T-Mobile actually go ahead and will pay the city for the work. The city will collect the work, but the work was done ahead of time. So when the coating system is put on, everything will be intact and ready to go. So again, the city will be reimbursed for this amount, which is slightly, well, almost $25,000. So with those two items, we are certainly recommending approval of the change order.
Seems pretty straightforward to me.
Question with the water tower, the two amendments.
Yeah.
It's a wash because the $23,000 is being paid by T-Mobile, so
okay.
the $23,000 we're going to spend to make it reimbursed.
Reimbursed, nice.
And then the other thing was just a time completion thing. So, you got anything, Matt?
No, seems like just more of a formality, so I'm good with it.
Okay. This does probably have to go to the city council, right?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Consent? What do you guys think? Yeah, I'm good with consent, too.
I'm good. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Item 4, PW2023-82. 2024 Road to Better Roads Design Engineering Agreement.
Okay, so this is for the next year's road program that we had just talked about at the last city council meeting. And again, this is for our base bid amount of $1.5 million. We do anticipate after our audit presentation on Tuesday and then a discussion again here in November that you know, we may have a recommendation to actually increase that base bid amount. In which case, we'll give you a new five-year road schedule, or proposal anyway. And then there will likely be an amendment to this design engineering contract to incorporate those roads too. But for now, we want to get working on what we know for sure we're going to complete. And so we recommend approval of the $84,990 design engineering contract with EEI.
I'm good. You good?
Good.
You good, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Again, see, it does say majority approval, so it goes to City Council, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, proceed. We want that on consent, or should we let everybody have a vote on that one because it's been a money?
I would say, well, let everybody have a vote.
Yeah. Well, so we'll keep that off of consent.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, item 5, PW2023-83, Highlands Ridge Subdivision Traffic Sign Analysis.
Okay, Brad's got a nice memo in the packet here. This was requested by Alderman Funkhauser, who I neglected to send this to last week. I assume that he read it because I think he reads every packet that gets put out. Matt, did you have any conversations with Chris prior to this meeting on this info or no?
Nope. You mentioned it. I've heard nothing from him relative to this.
Okay. So
he didn't reach out to me either.
So okay.
He would text me.
Yeah. Now that I'm remembering it, I will make sure tonight and tomorrow he's seen it. And then obviously if he's got questions and wants to discuss it, we can discuss it again next month. But in general, Brad, why don't you go ahead and go through the different observations and the reason for the study.
So there had been some concerns raised within the area as it relates to, possibly adding additional signage and certainly speeding. So we looked at it in a couple different ways. So we looked at four different intersections for modification of signage, all detailed within the packet, North Lend Lane and Blackberry Shore Lane, High Ridge Lane, Western. That was another intersection, Pirates Lane and Cajun Trail. Those were all investigated for multi-way stops. All three intersections did not meet the criteria as it's laid out by MUTCD for multi-way stops. So, not supporting that at this point. And then we looked at either adding a stop or a yield sign at Northland and Western. Once again, we felt at this point no reason to add additional signage within those areas because they did not meet the criteria that's established. We took a look at speed.
No, there he is.
I was just getting ready to email it.
I got caught up talking with one of the officers about traffic or all things.
But you had read the packet.
I have read it. Yes.
Okay, good.
So we're on Black Bear Shore, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, we were just kind of walking through it, okay. Chris, and we just got through the intersections and the signage, and then not meeting some of the standards with MUTCD. We did do a 7-day traffic speed study in those areas, so we dropped our equipment on High Ridge, on Northland, and Blackberry Shore Lane, just to investigate, potential for a speed problem and see if there's anything that we should be doing within those areas. So all three intersections were investigated. So let me get to that. There we go. So on all three, data was collected for a week. We took a look at the average speeds as well as the 85th percentile. The 85th percentile is what you use to set speed limit, if you will. So right now they all appear within range adequate range of that 30 mile an hour speed limit. Some of the 85th percentile on two of them were higher, like 35 and 36 miles an hour, but it doesn't appear to be a gross problem. So at this point we weren't recommending any major modifications. But suggested, perhaps looking at this again, maybe sometime down the road, and certainly enforcement is always encouraged to help, reduce speeding. So there's like 40 pages of documents within the packet. Certainly willing to dive into things deeper if necessary, and certainly again should be something that's looked at again in the future.
Good. Matt, got any questions?
I have none.
All right, Chris.
This has just been something that was brought up through several of the residents. Obviously, concerns. There are always the outliers of speeding and near miss kind of things out there. So, and it picked up a couple of them,
yes.
The high speeds that were noted on there. But obviously, the 85th percentile. They're all within the range. The 35, 36, I think, is what it was. Obviously not in the exact range, but no warrant. And I'm not advocating for additional yield signs, stop signs. It's more traffic calming measures, options of what we can do to perchance slow things down on a visual through these areas. Because obviously the one up there at Northland, the northern curve, that's the one that gets a lot of people up in here as you're coming down by the park. Obviously, when the study was done, no activity at the park. Seasonality. I don't know what time they were out there to do the actual visual observations.
I can pull it up. I think they have the date on there.
Okay.
That was more
and time.
Time.
I couldn't remember what it was.
They hit the peak period, I think, between 4:20 and 5:20 is when they were out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not bad times in terms of when they're looking, but I was a little surprised to see some of them had no pedestrian activity,
yes.
Knowing how much is out there. But you get a ball game or something during the summer, those are the outliers that are challenging. Because we have parking one side, you get one dingbat that parks the wrong side, throws everything off, but then you do get people who do 30 miles an hour, which 30 miles an hour through a game area, it's fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not breaking the law, it's just more of a hazard. So. This is just one of those, if we could consider some traffic calming, whether it be temporary lane narrowing kind of things, or even lane striping in order to slow things down, give a perception of the lanes narrowing.
So how do you go, you said temporary lane narrowing, how do you foresee that?
There's a few things. One is doing it with striping. we wouldn't, that's something we could do around here easily because striping is very temporary. Our geography doesn't do it much because of the weather, but you can put the lane bumps on there. They're actually a surface applied kind of rumble that gives you that narrowing. Plows would not be ideal for that.
No.
We don't want to do...
Plus, you're opening up a huge...
We don't want to do speed bumps out there, but there are temporary curbs you can put in. You can even do permanent curbs, but the way to do it on a temporary to trial them is the temporary curbs that narrow things down or just the striping. The other thing is landscaping. The city can do it. Aurora has done this where they've landscaped, they bumped in the curb and they've landscaped or they just landscaped in the parkway. It gives a visual that slows people down. So Aurora's done a lot of that. So that's how they're getting their traffic issues under control is looking at some of those options. But just something to consider. I'd ask that, you know, keep it open for next month. I know some residents are still talking over it. I've had a couple of conversations even this evening. So just kind of one of those, keep it open to see if maybe we can come up with some ideas or recommendations on traffic calming.
Most of these streets in your neighborhood there are parking on one side only?
No.
Just
the only
just
one
that
has the restriction
is from Western to
from here
Blackberry
to
Shore.
Here.
Okay.
And then from here to here because of the park. Everything
else
is allowed to be
two-side. Yeah, we've wrestled with that over the years, like in residential streets where clearly there's, you know, three lanes of traffic, basically one parking, you know, too easily pass. Like, how often should we stripe that? And our answer so far has been almost nowhere until we've got an issue with, you know, special events more so than, like, you know, you've got a neighbor that just parks double-sided, you know, that's probably just more resolved to the conversation. So we haven't made that leap yet to, like, signing one side of the street everywhere, but that is obviously a long-term, permanent, and very heavy-handed solution, but, you know, that would be a solution.
And you guys have probably seen this in your neighborhoods. Our neighborhood is about 20 to 24 years old, you know, because we've got two subdivisions. So we're in the 20, 24 years. So in that time, I've seen it from where there were virtually no cars parking on the street on a regular basis. Now, 20 years later, most of us all have kids that are in high school. We're in that cyclic nature of lots of kids, teenagers that have their own cars. However, the further east you move in this next neighborhood, they're kind of winding down out of that because they're at the 24 to 27 years of the neighborhood. They're just past that, you know, kind of cyclic. It ebbs and flows as to how many cars you have based on the kids, the population changes. So we're just, unfortunately, in a time where there's a lot of traffic on the roads. And Northland gets a lot of cut through from Whispering Meadows. It's a very easy cut through because if you think about it, they come down and they hit the backside of Home Depot. That is a major cut through for us.
Which should be a city street for as much traffic as it is on.
It actually should be. Yeah,
that's
if we did
crazy.
A traffic study back there,
you'd see a little different answers.
And a lot higher speeds.
Yeah, you would.
The 30-mile-an-hour speed limit doesn't apply back there at all.
When Route 34 was under construction, that became a humongous cut-through.
Mm-hmm.
And people just kept using it.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I think might happen is some people, when the townhomes get done, they might find the route going through Gillespie, but they have to cut through the townhome neighborhood just to the west here. So that's part of the issue is people are cutting down just to get behind kind of marketplace. So, and we know what happens with a lot of stop signs. People stop, but then they accelerate to the next one. That's why I don't want any more stop signs. Not at all.
No, okay. I thought maybe that's what you were after.
No. It's no stop signs, no more yield signs. They're overused. They're not as functional.
Oh, I got the impression that's what a lot of this was about.
No, it's traffic calming, ways to slow it down without having to. I mean, if there was an absolute warrant for a stop sign, that'd be one thing, but it's traffic calming.
See, I had a few residents, I'll just, you know, for the win of debt here this past summer, they came to me, like, five or so, wanting to allow parking on both sides of the street because they're thinking, oh, that's going to slow the traffic down. Mm-hmm. Boy, you would be shocked at the people I heard from that were against lifting that. So people do not want, even though that would slow it down because it does in Greenbrier and Sunflower, it slows it down. because you got people on both sides, and it's kind of dangerous. But. So yeah, I mean, we just went through that whole thing this past summer here, and it was night and day that people didn't want us to lift that. So I think we would want to make sure we get a good feel here.
Exactly, and obviously the neighbors that live on the street, they like the parking on both sides, but they don't like the
other people drive through it.
And the S curve that's there is part of the pain of it all. You know, you go to the far side where High Ridge is. High Ridge only has a few houses fronting on it. This one, it's everybody, you know, at the front end of that curve. Yeah, this one here, you only have, you know, on the east side of High Ridge, like 5 and 4,
yeah, 5 and 5. 10 or 11 houses.
Yeah, it's not a lot that fronts on it, so that street tends to have less parking and a higher speed. So that's the one that we got the... 59 or 69?
60. There was a 65, yeah, I think.
Something like that. Yeah. It's
a young kid.
Yeah, 65 High Ridge.
And that's what happened, is they cut down from Faxon, and they're just cutting from one to another.
Some of these young kids like to see if they can peg the meter, too.
Well, they...
I had it happen on Greenbrier Road. I had three of them that were 65, and it was purely...
We had lots of 99s out on
baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And now I saw the speed sign, or not the, it's not the signs, it's a little box.
Yeah, it's huge, yeah.
So it's very nondescript. You wouldn't know what it is if you didn't know.
Yeah.
I saw them put it up there. It's actually kind of nice. Because right now, PD just put up the actual speed sign. Turned off, but it's collecting data. But this other one's just a little silver box that you didn't know what it was. You don't know that you're going to be pegging the speed on it.
Okay. I just know I've seen that one happen. Mm-hmm. And we actually know which kid it was, too.
Not surprised.
So years ago, we prepared a traffic calming, like, packets.
Yeah.
Probably going back 6-7 years ago. So if you want, we can recover that, send that back.
I'm sure it's all still valid information that's in there. So that would be good if we could take a look. I think, traffic calming toolbox that we had. Gives us options.
Didn't we have some of that with the cannonball? On here, on last year or two, where we were trying to figure out how to slow down the cars on Cannonball there. I thought I remember
we were trying to increase the radius of the turn.
And I thought there was some striping or something that we were thinking about trying and berms, widening berms,
rumble strips and stuff.
Yeah, I remember rumble strips more from a safety perspective versus traffic calming. Yes, that's what's coming.
I just remember we had a packet, I think.
We discussed that one at length.
Huh?
We discussed that at length. There was a lot of discussions of the Cannonball.
Well, at that time, again, with 34 under construction, it was...
Everybody was cutting through.
The traffic counts were huge.
So
we'll bring it back next month with the traffic calming packet of information, and then if you've got any residents that end up participating, you can go from there.
That would be great.
Cool.
Matt, you have anything else? All right. Looks like we have no old business. Any additional business? If not, meeting adjourned at 6:24.
Thank you.
Thank you.